Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Evil Jared said it couldn't be done, but we want to prove him wrong and get to 1,000 five-star reviews by Father's Day.
Do it for Rich's Father's Day.
And for?
The children.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
All right, so at 8 o'clock, we'll talk to a White House economic advisor to the president, a big announcement later today, and the Democrats have their list of who made the big debate. Welcome back to the show. 855-839-1210 is the number, and a lot going on this Friday. Happy Friday, kids. We're glad you are here, of course. First of all, let me give you, I want to just share this with you. This is a CNN analyst going berserk on President Trump. Because he's open to foreign dirt. This is CNN political director David Chalian. Now, this guy is amazing to me. He's, I don't know how this guy got this gig, but anyway, this is it. This is his, he's an analyst, so he's analyzing here. Cut three.
So for 2 years, we've heard nothing from President Trump other than no collusion, no collusion, no collusion. And now we hear, I am standing here willing, ready, and able to collude. If somebody in a foreign country would like to share information, I'm ready to take it on. It is unthinkable what he said. It disintegrates at the very core of what our democracy is about. This is the president of the United States inviting in a foreign entity to play in America's elections and doing it so cavalierly, without any notion that they may actually be crossing a line. And I know we get so used to all the line crossing, but this is one of those days where you wake up and you just said, this is the president of the United States looking to actually dismantle a core function of our democracy.
You know, in fact, he even has a number now, 1-800-COLLUDE. You can call up and offer to collude. Yes, what do you got for me? And he'll take the info and then collude away. There you go. Ready, willing, and able. Just go to POTUSColludes.com, I believe, or .gov. I think it's .gov, .gov. And then enter your information, and they'll get back to you within a few hours. Just make your collusion offer. Ready, willing, and able. The hysteria here is amazing. This is the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, losing her immortal mind and just rips the president.
Everybody in the country should be totally appalled by what the president said last night. Should be totally appalled. But he has a habit of making appalling statements. This one.
So then, wait, stop. Why would we be appalled if he has a habit of making appalling statements? Because we're immune to the appallingness. If he's got a history of this, why would this be any different? You're acting like this is so out of the line of being appalling, yet you just said everything he says is appalling. So how bad can this really be? So tone it down a little bit, lady, will you? All right, keep going.
But he has a habit of making appalling statements. This one borders on so totally unethical that he doesn't even realize it. However, what we want to do is have a methodical approach to the path that we are on, and this will be included in that. But not any one issue is going to trigger, oh, now we'll go do this. Because
guns do nothing for me.
Bullets, it's about investigating. It's about litigating. It's about getting the truth to hold everyone accountable.
Garlic.
And no one is above the law.
Then she said it's very sad. The vampiric one. Very sad. 4A.
Yesterday, the president gave us once again evidence that he does not know right from wrong. It's a very sad thing that he does not know right from wrong. I believe that he has been involved in a criminal cover-up. I've said that before, and our investigation is demonstrating that. The Mueller report showed obstruction of justice in at least 10, perhaps 11 places. But for the president to be so cavalier, to disregard, to be indifferent to law and any sense of ethics about who we are as a country, to say he would invite foreign intervention further. intelligence community
with
great confidence has put forth that the Russians interfered in our election. That's an assault on our democracy.
What the hell did she just say in the last 30 seconds? I'm trying to honestly try to understand that. The fact that he would invite and then our intelligence community and the Russians and then what? What was that last 30 seconds?
You want me to back
it
up?
Yeah, back
it
up, please. I want to try to understand this. I'm trying to decipher this.
Obstruction of justice in at least 10, perhaps 11 places. But for the president to be so cavalier, to disregard, to be indifferent to law and any sense of ethics about who we are as a country, to say he would invite foreign intervention further. The intelligence community with great confidence has put forth that they're...
Okay, she needs an infusion, big time. She's making no sense whatsoever. Somebody needs to give the vampiric one an infusion as quickly as possible. Let's understand what the president said and didn't say, shall we? This is the president's original cut with the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos.
Should he have gone to the FBI when he got that email?
Okay, let's put yourself in a position. You're a congressman. Somebody comes up and says, hey, I have information on your opponent. Do you call the FBI?
I'll tell you what,
I've seen a lot of things over my life. I don't think in my whole life I've ever called the FBI. In my whole life. You don't call the FBI. You throw somebody out of your office. You do whatever
you want. Al Gore got a stolen briefing book. He called the FBI.
Well, that's different. A stolen briefing book. This isn't a stolen. This is somebody that said, we have information on your opponent. Oh, let me call the FBI. Give me a break. Life doesn't work that way.
The FBI director says that's what should happen.
The FBI director is wrong.
Your campaign this time around, if foreigners, if Russia, if China, if someone else offers you information on an opponent, should they accept it or should they call the FBI?
I think maybe you do both. I think you might want to listen.
Stop it right there. Maybe you do both. All right. So so George Stephanopoulos, the unbiased journalist, is asking the president in a hypothetical situation. Somebody comes to you with information. Now, that's a lot different than going, hey, I need some collusion. Reach out to me at 1-800-COLLUDE, collude.com. Give me information. Completely different scenario, right? He's not asking for it. The scenario that Stephanopoulos is saying is somebody comes to you. They've got information. What do you do? Do you go to the FBI? The president says, well, maybe you do both. So he doesn't say absolutely under no circumstances do you go to the FBI. And he doesn't say in absolutely every circumstance do you do what they're telling you or use the information. What he says is you listen to what they're saying, right? Go ahead, keep going.
If Russia, if China, if someone else offers you information on an opponent, should they accept it or should they call the FBI?
I think maybe you do both. I think you might want to listen. There's nothing wrong with listening. If somebody called from a country, Norway, we have information on your opponent. Oh, I think I'd want to hear it.
You want that kind of interference in our elections?
It's not an interference. They have information. I think I'd take it. If I thought there was something wrong, I'd go maybe to the FBI. If I thought there was something wrong. But when somebody comes up with OPPO research, right? They come up with OPPO research. Oh, let's call the FBI. The FBI doesn't have enough agents to take care of it. But you go and talk honestly to congressmen. They all do it. They always have. And that's the way it is. It's called OPPO research.
Now, I think Reason.com had a great piece on this. I shared a little bit with you earlier today. But the hysteria, Nancy Pelosi's overwrought take on Donald Trump's receptiveness to opposition research is hard to take seriously. And again, this is a libertarian site. They are not fans of Donald Trump. They are, in fact, I would say more critical of him lately than they've been ever. But they call it like they see it. And they said his response provoked predictably over-the-top criticism from his opponents. It's a very sad thing, the vampiric one told reporters today. That's an assault on our democracy. Yet Trump's take is a lot closer to the legal, moral, and practical reality of the situation. While Trump allowed that quote, if I thought there was something wrong, I'd go maybe to the FBI, he was generally dismissive of the notion that the mere offer of information would qualify. He says, you're a congressman. Somebody comes up and says, hey, I have information on your opponent. Do you call the FBI? You don't call the FBI. You throw somebody out of your office. You do whatever you do. You go and talk honestly to congressmen. They all do it. They always have. And that's the way it is. It's called OPPO research. Now, there's nothing wrong with meeting with people, and there's nothing wrong with talking to people. There's no violation of federal law in that count. Remember what people are doing now. They're taking conversations and words, and they're acting as if the president is inviting countries to break the law and interfere in our elections. I've got news for you. Postings on Facebook are not interfering with our elections, no more so than billboards on a highway are. If a Russian firm wants to buy a billboard on 95 to promote something and it's misinformation, that's no different than if they put Facebook ads on. It's not interfering with our election. How you perceive the information is subjective. So if you see an ad that's put by a Russian that says Hillary Clinton was the worst person on earth, and you are moved by that ad, that's a subjective response. What would be inviting foreigners to collude and break the law would be if he says, world, do me a favor, hack our election system, get some people in there to beat up people at the polls or keep them from voting or do any of those things. Otherwise, this is constitutionally protected speech these people now want to criminalize. In fact, as Jacob Solomon at Reason.com points out, Robert Mueller noted such an interpretation that you can't talk to anybody who's foreign, that you can't take any information, that you can't speak to anybody who's not a U.S. citizen, could have implications beyond the foreign source ban, such as limits on campaign contributions by Americans, and they raise First Amendment questions. Trump is on solid ground in arguing that such contacts are legal. Whether you also agree that there's nothing wrong with listening will depend on whether you share Pelosi's hysterical view that accepting or using information about a political opponent amounts to an assault on our democracy when the source is not a U.S. citizen. And again, the question becomes this: why suddenly now are we so jingoistic that we don't want to be able to talk to foreigners? When did that happen? When do we now decide that we cannot have anybody who's not an American involved in our politics? I'm not talking about allowing them to break the law. I'm talking about just having conversations with them. I've mentioned this. My friends who are Democrat operatives and Republican operatives frequently go overseas and get lucrative positions running campaigns for members of parliament in Israel, in Africa, places around the world. Are those countries now colluding with a foreign entity? I don't know. I guess. It's over the top hysteria. Perhaps you disagree with me. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. If you do, weigh in. I would love to hear your point if you disagree. Now, listen, I do want to tell you that there's a lot coming up, including your chance to get a Zioli Army t-shirt. Don't go away.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it's Rich. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Please rate it 5 stars in the iTunes store if you would. Do it for Dawn's anniversary and birthday and President Trump's birthday and Father's Day and also any other reason you want to. We'd really appreciate it. It'll help us with our ranking.
For the children.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.